We are joined today with Heather Thomas, the Public Works Director here in Marshalltown. Heather, I saw that there's a sign up on State Street, and I think you talked about it on Monday at the City Council meeting, but we're getting construction starting back up to finish that project.
We are. Ready or not, here it comes.
So tell me a little bit. I know it's going to come in phases again this year. What is the first phase that's going to be closed down, and when will that happen?
Yeah, so the first phase that's going to be closed down is going to start its closure this Sunday, so Sunday, March 17th. And the area that's going to be closed is just west of the North First Ave intersection, and it's going to go all the way to just east of the North First Street intersection of State Street. So the only intersection that will be closed at that time is Center Street. Both First Ave and First Street will remain open, but that is going to be closed down. Contractors are going to start removing pavement and installing water main in that section.
So I think people are going to wonder then, since the Marshalltown City Council meets right there off of State Street in the second floor right above the Parks Department, that's still going to have access, right, via sidewalk?
Correct. So how we're going to handle that is right there between Center Street and First Street, we're going to leave the sidewalk in on the south side of the road so that people can access it from either Center Street or First Street. If your mobility has any concerns and sidewalk is really important, we ask you to park in like the Coliseum parking lot or along Center Street and come in from the sides. The other thing we're going to try, and construction, you know, what's going on will dictate how successful this is and how long it can stay open. But once we get the pavement out on State Street, we are going to try to keep and maintain a gravel path between the parking lot just north of City Hall, so that's public parking lot P, all the way to the park and rec entrance. So again, that's going to be a gravel path. Use at your own risk, but we're going to try to keep that flow of traffic for pedestrians open and available.
Okay, so that's phase one. That'll start here on March 17th. I know you guys did a really good job of doing some of the intersections here. Like you said, it'd just be that Center Street intersection closed, but that means you're doing those blocks in between. So what's going to be phase two, and do we know when that'll start?
Yeah, not too far behind this Sunday when we close that first section down. They're probably looking at the very first part of April. They're going to close down some of the area that was closed last year. The street is already in, but they need to come back and get sidewalks and driveways in. So that section that's anticipated to close the first part of April is going to be the stretch that is just east of 2nd Street to just east of North 3rd Street. So that will include the 2nd Street intersection, but not the 3rd Street intersection. So that one block section, they're going to close down, like I said, the very first part of April. And they're going to start working on paving back sidewalks and driveways.
Yeah, so that section of road is right there in front of Raycom on State Street. Heather, can you just kind of explain a little bit? I know there's been some questions and a little confusing about, you know, why parking was taken away at one side of the road and now what's actually going up over there.
You bet. So there had been some discussion about pedestrian safety and being a little bit more pedestrian-friendly downtown. Vehicles are still important. Parking is still important. But one of the things that the consultants came out of several past plans with a lot of community engagement, the downtown master plan and the downtown implementation plan, was that the cycle and bike lanes on Main Street may need to be reconsidered on the success of having them there and maybe where they should be placed. So the decision was made to move bike traffic up to State Street. When they looked at State Street and they looked at safety measures, a raised bike track, which is kind of just essentially a second sidewalk dedicated towards bikes, is one of the ways that they can make that more safe. And so the decision was made to put a bike track on the north side of State Street. In order to accommodate that, we needed to remove the parallel parking on the north side of State Street. The parallel parking on the south side of State Street is still there, though. So the configuration is a little bit different. And again, removing the bike lanes from Main Street as we work through the downtown master plan and moving them up to State Street was determined to help with safety in this area.
Awesome. Heather, is there anything else that we need to know about this State Street construction here, kind of end of March, early April?
Yeah, I think I just reiterate the importance of continuing to come downtown and patron these businesses. Construction's not fun. We know that. It's inconvenient. You may have to park a little bit further away than what you would like to these businesses. But these businesses need you. They depend on you. We know access is a little bit challenging. While we're providing access to all the businesses, no businesses are going to be closed off from all of their access. It may be just a little bit different than normal. A couple of them I'll point out is we have a city parking lot. We call it Parking Lot Day. Many people consider it the parking lot behind the city center building there between First Ave and Center Street. It also has the Golden Land grocery store just off of that parking lot. In order to get to that parking lot, you're going to need to come from the alley. So that alley access is going to be off of First Ave. We also have another business that is losing its access from State Street. That's Maria's Tacos. We ask that people, again, use the alley and access it off of First Street. So there's lots of businesses in this area. The alleys are very important to be able to continue to get people to these businesses. So we ask, especially in the alley between State Street and Main Street, that we leave that alley clear and free-flowing for traffic.
Yeah, Maria's Tacos right here behind the studio and U.S. Bank. It's delicious if you haven't had it. So take the opportunity to hit the alley and patronize them during construction. But, Heather, I appreciate you stopping by and just letting us know kind of what's going on with State Street construction here in middle of March and beginning of April. But we'll check in with you again as it continues to move forward.
Sounds great. Thanks, Zach.